So, can I, again, can I get you to state your name? You don't have to spell it. Just
okay, Samira Saba.
Okay, Samira. And
Grecia Rojas.
And who are you guys with?
I'm here on behalf of the HSU Students Free Finding Resources and Empowerment Through Education, is this organization for undocumented student resources, and on behalf of Centro del Pueblo.
I'm here for my own, for personal reasons. I'm a daughter of immigrants, but I'm also here for Centro del Pueblo.
Okay. So I'd say, you know, maybe close to 200 people here today. We marched most of Fortuna, I'd say. What were your impressions of this march, and why is it important that we're here?
I think it speaks a lot to the brave souls of the community who have a lot of love for their families, who believe in the wellness of their children, who want the health for not only their own families, but for all the families in this community. We want dignity. I think the fact that there was such a big turnout, considering the fear that has been imposed on the community throughout the nation, the raids that are happening, I think it speaks to the fear of, to the strength, and to that resistance to not let that fear take us over, and that fear that also is being spewed through the media in all these stories about raids and the story of a DACA student and like all this information, it'd be like it's everyone we're going after, and it's like it's no, like it's folks are out here to say no, we want respect for our families, we want dignity, and we're not going to allow our people to be treated like this. We're not disposable.
What was the first question you asked? Like, what have been your impressions of the march? And, you know, I think we expected agitators, people to disrespect us, people to be in against our purpose here and our mission and be anti-immigrant. But we also expected a lot of love and encouragement. And so we got a little bit of both. I think we got way more love than some hate. But I like to acknowledge what Samira just said about the bravery of the people here, that it takes a lot to be here, and the reason it actually doesn't take that much. Let me take that back. It doesn't take that much. It takes dignity of oneself, dignity of the family, and that's why people are here, and regardless of the fear, because they see it, you know. I'm humbled to be here. I have privilege that I live in Blue Lake, and I get to leave, but the people here who work and live here, they stay. And so they get to experience this on the day-to-day basis. And so I just, for those that are listening, please show your love. We are people who are not criminals. We are here. We are your neighbors. We go to the same schools as your kids do. We are your colleagues. We're part of this community, just like you are.
You mentioned the agitators, and I was telling you a little earlier, like, I grew up in this town. I went to Fortuna High, and I can tell you this is not a common occurrence to see something like this, you know, a group of this many people walking down Fortuna Boulevard on a Thursday morning. And it seems like there were mostly supportive honks, but then there were a few people that you know, lashed out for whatever reason, and they drove by very quickly. Had they stopped, what would you say to those people?
There were some people that actually did stop. We had an incident early in the march where somebody was filming, and a young woman went out and asked them, and she blocked her face because she didn't want to be videotaped, and he just grabbed her and shoved her. So that was one experience. And so what do you do say? You know, like, I was ready to call the police. Because there's no reason why he should have touched her.
Yeah.
What you do say is, you know, we're here for our purpose and our mission. We're spreading love. Mm. We are standing up for our rights. We have the legal right to be here. And we're all immigrants. This country was founded on immigrants. Mm. You heard the guy at the beginning. I said that to him, that, you know, this country was quote unquote founded or colonized by immigrants of European descent, and he didn't like that answer.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he mumbled under his breath, but yeah, it's the truth.
And I would also like to speak to the question of we are not criminals. I want to address the the solidarity to folks that are incarcerated and the real issues that we need to solve in order to stop the crime crime that happens in our communities. Crimes happens for different reasons, and the solutions are in happy schools, in happy workers, in happy children, in health workers, and people that are helping people with addiction. Crime does not happen, is not solved with incarceration. It never will be solved with incarceration. So we need to address those issues at the root, stop blaming migrant people, because they are not the source of the crime issue.
So what happens now? What is next for this movement?
I think to continue building in solidarity with the communities that are affected within the local community and on a national level, to be intersectional with Native communities, with the Black community, with the Hausa's community, with migrants all together. We need to stand together and fight against the oppression, fight against state violence, fight against deportation, incarceration of families, of people. We want healthy communities. We want to invest resources for our future. We don't want short-term jobs that are promised by Trump. We want long-term investment in health. Health workers, teachers that are happy. We need to employ ourselves and our communities and keep us all together. We're here not only for migrant communities, and even for the people that are hateful as well. We want the wellness for their families as well, and that's the biggest compassion. We're not trying to spew hate at all.
We will keep to resist. We will continue to organize. We've been here before. We saw this with HR 4437 in 2006. And so we're going to do it again. If it means taking it to the streets, if it means disrupting, we will, because it is so important for us to just... It's important for everybody to just have the decency of safety, not separating families, and that's what we're here for. So that's what we will continue to do, organize.
Thank you so much, guys, for talking.